Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schroem. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is called out on strikes. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Butler steals second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to third. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco bunts towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Griffin scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht takes first base on ball four. Canseco moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Canseco scores. Bocht moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tettleton. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Tettleton steals second. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego bunts towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tettleton moves to third. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tettleton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler bunts in front of the plate. Tettleton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Butler steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bocht strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 0 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Griffin steals second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Franco moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to third. Carter moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Franco scores. Carter moves to third. Hall moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Steve Ontiveros now pitching. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht fields it and throws to second for the out. Carter scores. Hall moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Schrome, and towards Bernazard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Mooneyam now pitching. Otis Nixon pinch hits for Andy Allinson. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Dave Von Olin now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nixon moves to second. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Von Olin fields it and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to third. Two outs. Doug Baer now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nixon scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Carney Lansford pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Schrome fields it and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to second. One out. Brian Olker's now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Murphy reaches third base with a triple. Lansford scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Frank Wills now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bocht strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Howell now pitching. Len Saucotton now playing second base. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Canseco. Hall reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's Indians, 5, Athletics, 5. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clark bunts towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Snyder trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-4 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Len Sakata. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Donnie Hill now playing second base. Wayne Gross now playing third base. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder strikes out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Hall steals second. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. Clark moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gross. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Box scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 5 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Camacho fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bocht strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Javier pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.